MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Come out of hibernation and give us a ring. 888-RADIO-30, a.k.a. 888-723-4630. And spring isn't too far off. You know, here in our state of California, prunes are blooming as well as magnolias. It's only the first week of February.
I know. I have some stuff blooming too. It's incredible.
Amazing.
What are those white, the white shrubbery by the freeway that it doesn't mind car exhausts and stuff, and there are white flowers on it? Is that oleander?
Oleander, yeah.
Okay. They bloom like even in the middle of winter sometimes they're blooming, but they're really blooming right now.
Oleander, blooming outside her door. What's that from?
I don't know.
No? That's a trivia question, though.
Sounded like maybe you were... I don't know. I don't know that one. Sounds like good lyrics, though, I'll tell you.
Well, when you think of good, weird, kind of cryptic lyrics, who do you think of?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Modern Duo.
Modern,
been around since the 70s.
Modern Duo.
Kind of jazzy, rocky.
Jazzy, rocky. I don't know who you're talking
modern
about.
Modern Duo.
I don't know.
Donald and Walter.
Oleander growing, let's see, oleander.
Blooming outside her door, but dum dum. Da 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 dum dum dum. Back in Annandale.
Steely Dan.
Thank you.
I looked it up.
Yeah, you're smart.
Steely Dan.
One of their songs called My Old School. Anyway, you can buy it on eBay to make it relevant.
Yes, you can. Hey, people were wondering, how to get to Griff's newsletter.
Griff's newsletter?
Well, we call it Griff's newsletter.
Griff's newsletter. You mean
the
eBay
group,
Radio.
eBay Radio newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you send, here's what we're doing, Griff, and this is working for us right now.
All right.
You send email to lee@voicemarketing.com. We're going to put you on Lee's list, which gives you my newsletter plus a reminder that the show's live. Mm-hmm. And eBetsy sends you back. You'll send it to me. We will send back to you instructions on how to subscribe to Griff's. Because it's gets a little complicated.
Yeah, and I know eBetsy's working with the folks at Lithium to try
to
make it a little simpler.
We're hoping we can make it simpler.
And in their defense, let me say.
Yeah, defend them.
Well, so the functionality in Lithium was never intended to be used as a newsletter, although we could stand to have one. And I think what happens in a case like that is we're just one piece of the bigger community puzzle. They're interested in knowing what they can do to make it better for everyone. But when Jeff Terrell was considering which new vendor to go for upgrading the community, we went from Live World to Lithium. Lithium turned out to be the best option, even though this was not, they didn't have the same functionality in this mm-hmm. regards, but, you know, I couldn't realistically say, stop it! If it's not going to work just for us, then you can't do it, because it's more than...
Well,
you know,
we've been frustrated by it, but this way will work for you. lee@voicemarketing.com, and then we'll tell you how to subscribe to Griff's. It'll all be written out for you. You'll know what to click on, where to go, and everything. So... lee@voicemarketing.com. Also, we ask you to check out the eBay Seller Resource Center. Go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archive on Demand button, hover over Seller Resources tab at the top of any archives page, and you'll find seller tools and services. You'll find the seller's group directory. You'll find a seller events calendar, a seller bookshelf with some must-read titles, seller bookmarks. These link to various useful pages at ebay.com. You'll find Lee's tips. It's all located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives, so you might want to check that out. Also, our phones are open, 888-RADIO-30. We'll be glad to dish a listing for you or whatever you would like. So, Griff, did you sell something when we heard the ka-ching?
I did. I sold another...
the perfume?
Bottle of outrageously expensive perfume.
So how many more do you have up there?
Let me see. I haven't checked. Look.
So, again, if you just tuned in, Griff sold some perfume for $600-something, and what he does is he knows his perfume stuff.
I'm not that bright.
And so that's true, but he knows his perfume stuff. Mm. And so he bought some he's saying that certain perfume people have batches.
Yeah, the company called Creed sells, they create their fragrance in batches, which are engraved on the bottle and also printed on the box, and some of these are more valuable over time than others because they develop a kind of cult following. The cologne in question is one that I'm not really that fond of. It's called Aventus, and it became really popular very fast and became kind of the Drakkar Noir of its day. If you remember the 80s and going to discos or nightclubs, everything reeked of Drakkar Noir by Guy LaRoche. This is a couple steps up in sophistication, I assume.
How many ounces?
This was a 4-ounce bottle that was about 96% full.
And how do you know which batch?
Which batch is popular?
No, yeah, and is it written on the bottle?
Yeah, it's written on the box. It's printed on the box, and it's engraved on the bottom of the bottle. It's all part of, when it comes to, so Creed is incredibly popular, and it's expensive, so it's faked. And it's part of knowing how to tell the difference between a real bottle and a fake bottle. And one of the things is the real bottle will always have at the very bottom of the bottle, on the kind of tiny little rim on the bottom, the engraved lot number that should match what's on the box. And fake won't have that engraved lot number.
Uh-huh.
I have 9 fragrances left that I listed. Out of, how much did I list? 14. So, and these will probably sell. There's got a lot of watchers and views, and the prices are just under, or, you know, they're under the recently sold identical versions, and that helps. So
if you went to buy a brand new bottle, you're going to pay about $400 for it.
Of this cologne?
Of this Aventus by Creed.
You can't find the lot. The lot isn't sold anymore.
But the lot. Yeah, well, that was the point I was getting at.
So if you buy it today, it'll have a different lot number and it'll smell different.
Right.
And
so how do you know which lot, sir?
Yeah, hang out on, on eBay, you can do some research, right? Because savvy sellers will print the lot number. But you hang out on or lurk at fragrance websites where, you know, they have communities of like-minded, crazy people like myself, and they talk about which ones are the most popular.
Okay, well, we learned a little something about perfumes today.
Yeah, here's a little tip. If you've got a cologne, you want to check whether or not it's what its age might be. If you go to a site called checkcosmetic.net, you can enter in, if there's a lot number on the box, and many colognes and perfumes have a lot number on the box or the bottle, you can enter it in, and it'll tell you the date of that particular lot by year.
Because I'm trying to zoom in on this new bottle, and I can't tell if it has anything written on the bottom or not.
Well, sometimes sellers they're not aware of that, the importance of putting the lot number, and they won't. And it's not true for every fragrance. Some fragrance, it doesn't matter. And others, it's like Creed, which is notorious in a lack of consistency, which I guess people actually like, between batches that are made. I have a flask of what's called a falthon of 8 ounces of a cologne that I bought as an investment about 15 years ago that it's appreciating in value faster than most stock. But it's one that I would never wear. So
here, oh my God. So I put in shipping, price plus shipping highest first.
Yeah.
$330 to $1,299 for one of these bottles of Creed fragrance. Not yours, though. This is something that honored the Duke of Windsor in June of 2015.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
In the end, it's just, it's smelly juice, and you spray it on yourself, and you go, don't I smell good?
Expensive.
I mean, I'm of two minds of this. I have a passion for aromas.
Anyone who's ever smelled Griff, I will tell you this.
You'll never forget it.
He always smells fancy, very, very upscale. You can barely, it's right, Donna is shaking her head, yes. It's not overwhelming. When he gets in an elevator, you can't smell it all over the elevator. You have to get up a little close to him. But it always smells so good. I always say, what are you wearing? You must get asked that all the time.
I get asked like this, ow, ow, what are you wearing? What
all
are you wearing?
All the time, yeah.
And I'm always, I'm one of those, some people don't want to talk about what they're wearing, but I'm so excited about classic, fantastic fragrances. Fragrances to me is kind of an art in a sense that, you know, you use all these ingredients and you come up with something. And to me, it's even after all these years of studying it and enjoying it and buying it and spraying it and smelling, it's all a mystery. And for those of you who experience it the same way, smell is a direct connection to your kind of visceral limbic system. It can ignite a memory. It's just so exciting to me. There's a colleague here, a woman who I didn't know very well. And at an all-hands meeting, I was standing at the end of the meeting. I thought, what is that aroma? What's that fragrance? And I had to follow her around the room until I found her, and then we became best friends. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Coming up, our final segment of today's eBay radio show.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998. When he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick Start and End Dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 355.
Taking the plunge from part-time eBay seller to full-time online merchant is no small step. Rosie Bolin is known on eBay as top-rated seller LK Bolin, all one word. And here's how she learned to handle difficult buyers.
I absolutely babied my feedback like an egg that's about to hatch a goose that will lay golden eggs. When I first started, that wasn't always the case. And if I knew I was right about something, I was always prepared to battle with these people. And then once I figured out that battle cracked the egg and killed the golden goose, I started to soften up. With that said, I think most disgruntled buyers really just want to be heard. The other key is you have to make sure you have items that are desirable and in great condition, and you have to handle every single sale with integrity.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome. Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Today's very last segment is brought to you by BULQ, the new way to source liquidation goods. You know, Lee, another name for groundhog is woodchuck. I didn't know that.
Yes, they are the same thing.
So do you know that there is a slang word for a native Vermonter? Do you know what it is?
I don't.
Woodchuck. Woodchuck.
Oh.
They call them woodchucks.
Okay.
So there you go.
So I put most expensive, what I put in is most expensive bottle of perfume. By the way, Griff, thank you for all that information. You taught us a lot about.
I did want to say one more thing.
Yes.
One of the wonders of eBay for many types of collectors is that it suddenly brought a world of inventory to your door. And my closets are now proof of that.
Oh, yes.
There's so much stuff. I can't.
So I'll tell you what came up when what? I put in most expensive bottle of perfume ever. Yeah. This couldn't be right because it's not 18. Joy Baccarat Pure Parfum, $1,800, Neiman Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
But that's that couldn't be it.
Well, it's the Baccarat bottle, but that's not it. What's the most expensive
World's
I know
10
of?
Most expensive perfumes. Let's see what that says. Annick Goutal.
Yeah, Annick Goutal.
Eau de Hadrien.
Eau de Hadrien, that's not a very expensive
$441.18 per ounce.
And that's parfum, not the eau
right.
de toilette, yeah.
Then we have a J.A.R. Bolt of Lightning, Jar Bolt of Lightning, $765 per ounce.
Yeah.
Joy by Jean Patou, $800 per ounce. Joy. Yes,
yeah,
I remember that.
Bijan Patou, yeah.
We used
That's an old perfume.
It is, because
it's
I
nice.
Remember it, my mother having it.
Yeah, Joy's nice. I have some of that.
Military guys would bring it back duty-free, you know, from wherever they were.
France.
Then there's, I can't pronounce French, so it's Caron, Caron, P-O-I-V-R-E.
Yeah, which one is it?
$1,000 per ounce.
Well, that's, there's... So the Caron, that's a venerable old French fragrance house that has an outlet in New York and is based in Paris. But they have these things. It's fun if you've never been to one of their boutiques. They have these huge crystal urns filled with the elixir of each fragrance, and they decant them for
wow.
you into these beautiful bottles. Their most famous and controversial I think it's from the 20s and 30s, but it's still around and popular today, albeit in an updated formulation, which isn't quite the same for us of us who are, picky about fragrance. It's called Tabac Blonde. But yeah, if you go on eBay and just go to health and beauty and then the fragrance category.
Clive Christian number one, $2,150 per ounce.
That's their expensive Clive Christian, yeah. There's also the...
Chanel.
Amouage from the Middle East.
Chanel Grand Extrait, $4,200 per ounce.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh my gosh, here's one for $6,800 per ounce. Baccarat Le Larmes Secrets de Thebes.
On eBay, here's a vintage Guerlain number 90 Eau de Cologne. It's a full round bottle from the 60s that's for sale for $98,000. I don't think they'll get that.
Oh, my. Okay.
I mean, sometimes people just... Well, this is kind of silly, and I don't know, maybe there's more to this. Here's a... I think people just ask these ridiculous prices for something. Here's a Chanel number 5. It's 900 milliliters, so it's a lot. It's 30 ounces of the Eau de Parfum for $5,555.55.
Oh, my.
And, you know, there's some expensive stuff out there.
Well, are you ready for our events?
Let's go through them.
Okay, February 10th, that's next week. Dallas eBabes and Emails, Lunch and Learn for Newbies. This is something new they're doing. They're calling it Lunch and Learn for Newbies. February 10th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Desperado's Mexican Restaurant in Garland, Texas. This brand new event is designed to help new eBay sellers hone their skills, gain confidence, and build their online business. Space is limited to 10 newbies. So RSVP to reserve your place at the table. And if you, again, go to ebayradio.com, click on the archive button, hover over seller resources, click on seller events, There'll be links to all of these things. Chicago area eBay and e-commerce sellers meet up. They're going to have a live YouTube broadcast with Jay and Nay, with Nadine and, of course, Jason Smith of Thrifting.
Janae. I'm going to call them Janae.
Yeah, Janae. They're Janae now.
Jean Janae.
That's February 10th at 6 to 9 p.m. Jimmy's Char House, Elk Grove Village, Illinois, Chicago area. eBay and e-commerce. And group members will be the live audience for a YouTube broadcast of Thrifty Business with J&A featuring Jason T. Smith and Nadine Shearstone. Mm. Plenty of time for question and answer. February 18th, 2016, SoCal E-Commerce Sellers Group. Are you ready to take your online business to the next level? Then you'd want to be there. Thursday, February 18th, 6 to 9 p.m., Ciravello's Restaurant, Long Beach, California. Speaker will be eBay Education Specialist Catherine Terrell via Skype. She's so good.
Yeah, she's great.
February 20th, eBay Sellers of the Denver Metro Area meet up discussing the new seller standards. When? Saturday, February 20th, 2016, 6 to 8 p.m., Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver. Then in March, so far, we have Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, trade shows, and estate sales they're going to talk about. Friday, March 11th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania.
Yikes.
So if you'd like to be a part of this, please, you know, click on Submit a Seller Event at the top of any eBay archive page. And you'll be able to submit the form, and we'll read it.
And we'll be happy you did. This segment was brought to you by Belk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. We'll be live this Thursday, February 4th, with Ask Griffin Lee. Join us then at 11 a.m. We'll see you then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items, with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Online sellers suffer from email overload. Shaverworld's Marguerite Garrigian and her 4 colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.